Welcome back to Surviving Me. Today's episode is a little different, and I know y'all probably gonna be like, girl, you say that every episode, because I really be feeling like every episode is a little different. Correct me if I'm wrong, every episode do be a little different, a little bit. But this episode is real, it's necessary, and is long overdue. I recently recorded a video of myself doing an at-home STD test and HIV testing kit. Not because I had to, but because I wanted to, and because I'm honestly just that type of person. Like, I just find things and I be wanting to try it out. And then because I used to be in the medical field, so stuff like this kind of intrigues me in a weird way. So I just wanted to see what it was about, and I just wanted to see how the process felt. So that's why I did it. And also because part of healing is taking care of ourselves, of our full selves. That means mind, body, and our health. So this episode is about breaking down shame, being proactive, and walking you through what the experience was really like. And spoiler alert, there's no judgment, no needles, and no clean. Well, it wasn't really a needle, but you do gotta prick yourself. So it's not like an actual needle. It's just like one of them fingerprints, like if you was a diabetic. So I guess you could say there's no needles, no real needles. But there's definitely no clinic anxiety. It's just honesty and care. If we get into the why it matters part, we can talk about healing, boundaries, and relationships all day. Y'all know I keep the topics coming. But if we're not talking about sexual health, we're skipping a major part of our journey. Whether you're celibate, sexually active, dating, or in a relationship, getting tested is self-respect. And unfortunately, too many of us avoid it because of fear, shame, or just bad experiences with the healthcare system. And I'm here to say we need to stop that, because sexual health is important, just as mental health, just as self-care health, all that health, okay? Every health that got to do with you, your mind, your body, your soul, and all that stuff is important, okay? And that's why I wanted to do this episode, to normalize it and to show you that it can actually be simple, respectful, and even empowering. Let's get into some stats real quick, because to bring this even closer to home, I want to talk numbers. Yes, baby, we're talking data, because the data shows why accessible testing like the one I took matters. Arizona saw a 20% increase in new HIV cases in 2022, with 975 new diagnoses disproportionately affecting Black and Latino communities. As of early 2025, Arizona's HIV incident rate sits at 11.3 new cases per 100,000 people. Y'all can't tell me that ain't crazy, or that's not even scary. That is ridiculous. And then to get into Houston and Harris County, they reported over 1,277 new HIV diagnoses in 2020, with about 30,000 people living with HIV, and it's a 5% year-over-year increase. Then, of course, we got to get into my hometown. Philadelphia ranks among the top five U.S. metro areas for STI rates, with 651 new HIV diagnoses in 2023, 58% in Philadelphia, and an overall HIV prevalence of 1,133 per 100,000 people, especially high amongst Black people. In all three cities, stigma and lack of access are still big barriers. So no, this conversation isn't just about being responsible. It's literally about saving lives, restoring trust, and creating easier pathways to care. Let's jump right on into how the process worked and what it kind of looked like. So here's how the at-home STD testing kit from Hey Mister, spell M-I-S-T-R, worked. And if you search Hey Mister, M-I-S-T-R, on Google, it will come up. So, but step-by-step process, it goes, you got to do a profile and some questions. So you start by answering some basic health questions and creating a profile online. It's confidential. And of course, as I'm going to keep saying, it's no judgment. Then you get into lab testing. They mail you a test, no needles. But like I said in the beginning, it's not a needle. It's just one of them finger pricks as if it was a diabetic. It's simple, not that it don't hurt too much if you do it correctly. And it's just simple. It's private testing done at the convenience of your home. Then it's a doctor consult where a licensed physician will review your results. And if you're eligible, you can also be prescribed the PRP, which is the pre-exposure prophylactics for HIV prevention. I probably messed that pronunciation all up. Don't shoot me in the comments. But anyway, then you get into free delivery, which is if you are prescribed that PRP medication, meds are shipped straight to your door in discreet packaging, of course, and it's auto refills every month, and it's completely free. In case you didn't hear me, I'm gonna repeat it again for the ones in the back that may have missed it. Was like, what'd she say? Yeah, I said it's completely free. And there's no paperwork. They handle everything. Your insurance, your paperwork. They even tap into patient assistance programs. So your out-of-pocket cost is what? $0. It don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that. Then, of course, they do follow-up, which is every 3 months you check in again. It's fast and it's super easy. The biggest thing I took away was that care doesn't have to be complicated. Getting tested doesn't mean you're reckless. It means you respect your body. You're not doing too much. You're doing what you need to do to feel safe and grounded. You don't have to wait until there's a scare. You can just want to know. Like, you could just simply just want to check and just make sure. You can just want peace. And that alone is violent. Jumping right into the letter to the listeners, to the version of you who avoided the appointment, to the version of you who grew up in silence around sex and shame, to the version of you who thinks they'll be judged for taking care of themselves, you are allowed to know what's going on in your body. You are allowed to advocate for your peace. You are allowed to access care without apology. Testing is not taboo. It's love. Protect yourself, not out of fear, but out of dignity. If this episode gave you clarity or courage, share it with someone you love. Let's normalize care. Let's normalize choices. Let's normalize knowing and getting tested. And if you're curious about the full process, I recorded a video of me actually doing the at-home test step by step. And if I'm being 100% real, girl, it was a little ghetto. I'm talking like nothing was laid out. It was very much like, I'm about to do this, set up the camera. Like, so no judgment, y'all. Like, I keep saying no judgment. But y'all know, y'all my family. Like, y'all not gonna judge me, right? But yes, it'll be posted on both my personal page, which is _princess_shortness_, and also the podcast page, which is surviving_me_. So if you're a visual or just want to see how simple and stress-free it really was, check it on out. Special shout out to Hey M-I-S-T-R, Hey Mister, the company providing these free judgment-free at-home STD testing and PRE access. They made the whole process seamless, private, and genuinely empowering. Make sure you subscribe to my IG channel at _princess_shirtness_bow for more behind the scene action, real-time healing combos, and a part I don't always share on the mic. And don't forget to subscribe on Substacks for this week's glow letter, where we're talking body, trust, health, anxiety, and how self-care can look like clarity. Until next time, no matter what page of feeling you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, get tested, and keep glowing through it. And I'll see you next episode. Battle the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons. And